Some people just love their Christmas music. It gets them in the holiday spirit, brings back fond memories, makes them feel all warm and merry. Well, not so for our music critic Christian Bordahl, who says there is no such thing as good Christmas music.
It's the holiday season, also known as music purgatory.
Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight. Walking in a winter wonderland.
Christmas music, it's the quintessential musical wallpaper. You're not really supposed to listen to it. I mean, if you actually listen to it over and over and over and over, you would go insane. No, it's just there to set a mood, to give you the Christmas read shopping spirit.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose.
But if it's nothing more than seasonal elevator noise, why would so many normally self-respecting artists want to record Christmas albums? This year alone, James Taylor does his smooth, jazzy folk version. Amy Mann has a kind of suicide singles take on the genre. Sarah McLachlan with the sweet folk pop thing. There's those Celtic women, big band rockabilly, country, klezmer. Twisted Sister even thrashes the seasonal favorites with heavy metal. I kid you not. Here's the problem in a chestnut shell. It's not possible to make good Christmas music. It can't be done, because it's not about the music. It's about what we heard when we were kids. It's about recreating for ourselves or our own children a certain magical ideal that involves all kinds of sloppy, lovey, nostalgic feelings that the music has to convey.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay.
Seasonal music has to say Christmas trees and eggnog and mistletoe. Ergo, it can't be too artistically challenging or emotionally tough or the least bit dissonant. I mean, in short, it can't be any of the things that actually make music worth really sitting down and listening to.
Sure is dark out, ain't the slightest spark out on my clacking jaw. Who's there? Who is it? Stopping for a visit? Is that you, Santa Claus?
All right, I'll concede there are a few good Christmas songs. Maybe six or so. And every one of them is played on every Christmas album you ever heard. I mean, take White Christmas, one of the most recorded songs of all time.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas.
Yeah, we know. It's a perfectly nice little song. But after you've heard it 500 times in a single week, played in every conceivable style, you want to grab it off the turntable and smash it over Bing Crosby's pointy little head.
The weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Full disclosure, there will be some Christmas music in my household this holiday season. I won't be listening, but there'll be a few seasonally appropriate sounds percolating in the background. I'm mostly into choirs singing traditional hymns. Some nice, peaceful instrumental fare. Maybe just a little Nat King Cole. Burl Ives. Doris Day. Oh well, I've got a childhood to relive too.
Hark the herald angels sing.
Christian Bordahl comes to us from member station KCRW in Santa Monica, California, to respectfully disagree with Christian, nominate your favorite holiday song, and if our esteemed director loves it as much as you do, she'll play it on the air. Go to our website, npr.org, click on the Contact Us link at the top of the page, and put holiday music in the subject line.